Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Yesterday I spoke about the crucible, that place where extreme heat is applied to metal, where the real and the false are separated, and the useless dross rises to the top to be scraped off. What's left is pure and valuable. COVID-19 is the crucible heat we're all presently living in. Its heat is challenging the best in us. Crucible heat comes in many forms. My friend Jeff Jansen offered up a short list of a dozen different types of heat that tests the authentic in us. Here's a sample of that list. Relational loss, job loss, death of a loved one, false accusations made against us, physical health challenges, mental health challenges, business loss, abandonments, mistakes, failures of multiple variety, personal attacks, and betrayals in various forms. Each of you and the firms you work in have a set of values. Some have taken the time to clearly articulate these, while others have yet to do so in meaningful language. This is what's tested in the crucial crucible of extreme stress and heat. It's our values that are tested. Those that are authentic survive the heat blast, and the ones that are window dressing, they just burn up. All of this is really about resilience. Resilience is the expression of the authentic when tested. Resilience can be developed over time, and it's such times as this that make the difference. The role of leadership is to act as the personal trainer for organizational resistance. For those of you who are listening, who are leaders in your organization, I hope you're using this period to develop resilience into your way of leading. How you think and speak and behave sets the context or not for organizational resilience. Things change, trouble happens, tragedy occurs. Awful manifests when we're least ready for it. This is the crucible's heat. What will be found in you and your organization once the heat passes and cooler days dawn? Well, you get to choose. You get to make the investments necessary to ensure resilience. I heard New York Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking on a YouTube broadcast that it was recorded by ABC News, and Governor Cuomo said the following, quote, "As you know, my daughter was in isolation, and I was very aware of what she was dealing with and what she was feeling. And I'll tell you the truth, I had some of the best conversations with her that I have ever had. She was alone for 2 weeks with her own thoughts, not anyone else, no noise, no activity. And we talked about things in depth that we didn't have time to talk about in the past, or we didn't have the courage or strength to talk about in the past. Feelings that I had about mistakes that I had made along the way that I wanted to express my regret and talk through with her. People are in small apartments. They're in a house. They're worried. They're anxious. Be mindful of that." Those three-word sentences can make all the difference. I miss you. I love you. I'm thinking about you. I wish I was there with you. I'm sorry you're going through this. I'm sorry we're going through this. This is going to be a situation that's going to develop because we're all in quarantine now. We're all in various levels of quarantine. And it's hard. It's hard economically. It's hard everywhere. But it's going to be hard here in our minds and hard here in our hearts. And it takes each of us to try and help. End quote. We received a great resource from our friends at TLC Engineering this last week. they put together a COVID-19 guide for healthcare facility ventilation and put it out into the marketplace to ensure that healthcare facilities could have the highest level of focus and attention to ventilation in their facilities. This is a practical yet powerful tool for the healthcare industry. Thanks to Michael Sheeran and the team at TLC for doing this. This is what we're talking about, using this critical time to express resilience through innovation and invention. There's so much more to share, so many more themes to talk about. This is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Until next time.